B-Pod Studios.
...1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob LBF and Brian with Men at Work Down Under. Did that song make the 80 essential hits from the 80s at WROR.com? Check it out for yourself. You get to vote, and you can actually write in a song or two for yourself. See what happens Black Friday and Saturday, and we play them all back. All right, let's go into the laundry room. It's piled up all weekend. She was out every day of the week, just eating, enjoying herself, drinking up
being a better version of myself.
Being a better version of herself. LBF.
All right, it's brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. Jeff Bezos has a prediction about humanity and the Earth, and I'm not liking
it. Not digging it, are you?
Not digging it. And I mean, I don't trust him, but I also think he's smarter than I am. So I have to actually listen to what he says. But before I get to that, let's move on to more fun stuff.
Okay.
Adele was on last night. I don't know if you caught her concert.
I did not.
I have it recorded. I can't wait to see it. I was trying to get it on Paramount streaming, but I can't seem to do that right now. Well, she participated in some sort of like surprise engagement. She had a person in her audience get engaged. That's kind of nice.
Where was the concert?
Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Okay.
Yeah, beautiful venue. Mm-hmm. She had an interview with Oprah beforehand, and she talked about her divorce and her son.
Did
and
Oprah
she also
make her cry?
I haven't watched the whole thing, but I didn't
bet
see her
cry. Did.
Bet she did.
Anybody watch it? Let us know.
Also, fun fact. Adele can deadlift 160 pounds.
That's pretty good.
I know. So that's
really
she loves working.
No,
out.
Wait a minute. Can I, Brian, help me on that? Deadlift is just pick it up, right?
Put it down.
Put it. You pick it up.
Pick
you
it up
it
and
down.
Put things down.
That's all it is.
I think so.
You can hurt your back.
I don't go to a gym. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's a deadlift.
Yeah. Her
picking
trainer
up caskets,
says.
I don't know.
Her trainer says she's awesome. In other music news, Taylor Swift performed a 10-minute version of All Too Well on Saturday Night Live.
Oh my God.
Yes, and everyone loved it. She re-released Red.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you do for 10 minutes?
Sing.
Jim Morrison would do that.
Well, it actually was pretty good because there was a video playing in the background, and it's from her album Red, which she re-recorded because Scooter Braun took the rights to her songs, and now she's re-releasing them, and everybody loves it, and everyone went crazy on Friday. But the thing about Red is it's all about Jake Gyllenhaal, and he was written 10 years ago when she was 22, and I'm obsessed with it because Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, should be the sexiest man alive. And I was talking about that last week. And then fast forward to the end of the week, and Jake Gyllenhaal's a monster.
Right?
And was so mean.
Was he mean to her?
He was kind of mean to her. He was like, you know, kind of playing mind games with her. So,
well, she got an album out of it.
Yeah, she got a lot of songs. If you listen to it and you think of Jake Gyllenhaal, it's going to be hard to like him.
Okay.
So there's
I probably
that.
Won't, but thank you.
Oh, Red's so good.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Good.
God, you know what? You should open your mind. Why would I ever trust you? You don't even listen to Brenda K. Starr.
No.
All right, can I just mention this Jeff Bezos thing?
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about anything, Bob, because we're not going to last.
Okay.
Is that why he's trying to get off the planet?
Yes.
So I could have had that shovel of meat?
Yes,
at,
you could have.
Jeff
Bezos doesn't see us lasting much longer on Earth. He was speaking at a forum this week. He said his vision for where humanity is headed, the Earth might one day become a vacation destination, just like our national parks. All manufacturing would be in outer space, with workers permitted occasional visits to the surface. Yes, humans will be born in space and then visit the way you visit Yellowstone National Park.
Why do we have to do this?
He dreams of floating space cities that contain rivers, forests, and wildlife, and said he said that was his idea. Like, that's what he hopes.
All right, he's bonkers.
Maybe.
We have a perfectly fine planet. Why would we?
Yeah, well, we're ruining it.
We're ruining it. It's like, a car
it's in good
that you don't take care of.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, the Earth?
This planet's a bit of a beater.
All right, you guys.
A bit of a beater. We need to.
You know what, guys?
It needs to tune up.
You guys go. I'll stay here. And just,
I'm
you know,
staying.
I'll keep an
I'm
eye.
Staying,
you'll be like a park
I'm
ranger.
Staying only, I'm staying only to annoy you.
That's right, Boo Boo.
Yeah, he'll be looking for picnic baskets. Like, oh, okay, there's Bob.
That's right. Bye bye.
Only to annoy you.
That's right, Boo Boo.
Yeah, he'll be looking for picnic baskets. Like, oh, okay, there's Bob.
That's right. Bye bye.
Oh,
me and Boo Boo will be hanging out. I like it. Guys. Oh, my goodness. 6:46. Let's go to Alabama. Yeah, down there, Muscle Shoals. With Leonard Skinner. Good morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.